It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, February 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Investigators have arrested a 44-year-old man in connection to an explosion last month outside a building that houses the Colorado Springs chapter of the NAACP. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Thaddeus Cheyenne Murphy faces charges of arson and being a felon in possession of firearms. A search of Murphy's home revealed 7 guns and devices similar to the one used in the explosion earlier this year. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that device was a road flare and pipe bomb near a container of gasoline. No one was hurt in the explosion. According to the arrest affidavit, Murphy admitted to the bombing in interviews with authorities and said his intended target was an accountant and not the NAACP. A preliminary hearing is expected at sometime next week.
State lawmakers have largely held off on introducing oil and gas legislation until the governor's task force can make recommendations. But a bill initially passed in the Senate would require cities and counties to compensate mineral owners who aren't able to develop oil and gas because of local regulations. Benta Berklin has more.
Republicans, including Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling, say the bill is the right thing to do and will protect mineral owners, adding that it's not about oil and gas drilling or fracking.
This is an important bill to make sure that property rights are recognized. That's why I asked for a yes vote.
Democratic Senator Matt Jones of Longmont opposes the measure.
I think it's the wrong approach. I think there's a lot of challenges, and hopefully the task force that's convened will come up with something real that gives local governments some real control over these kinds of things.
The governor's oil and gas task force wraps up its meetings on Tuesday. Senate Bill 93 still needs a final vote in the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
While the East Coast continues to be caught in the grip of cold and snow, the western slope of Colorado has been in the grip of warm and dry. The town of Telluride knows how dangerous that can be, so normally they have a ski burn at the start of every season. In a kind of Norse pagan ritual, wooden skis are burned in a petition for more snow. Telluride Mayor Stu Frazier says the town just had a second one.
We decided that even though we had done a ski burn at the start of the season, which brought about, I think, 30 or 40 inches relatively soon afterwards, we would do another one now because The Hateful Eight, which is a movie by Quentin Tarantino, needed a blizzard. And we thought we would try to help them out.
He says the snow machines at the ski resort have been able to keep a solid base on the slopes, but that the next month or so historically brings a lot of powder. Colorado State Senator Carrie Donovan was in Aspen Saturday talking about her time at the state capitol so far. The freshman Democrat has gotten behind measures to aid rural economies and one to overturn a ban on large gun magazines. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin spoke with her last week.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
During your campaign, Senator Donovan, you talked about boosting the economy by growing small business and tourism, keeping water on the western slope, and improving education. Have you made some headway on those issues?
We have made some headway, and we're going to keep working on it for this session as well. The first bill I carried was an attempt to look at areas that were experiencing economic hardship and get some dollars to them really quickly. Unfortunately, that bill failed on a party line vote, even though it had broad support from many different sectors that normally don't align behind one bill. So I was really disappointed to see that bill not pass. I carried a bill that looked at renewable energy for schools, and that bill did get out of committee, so now we'll bring it to the floor. And that bill looked at taking a successful program that was called Wind for Schools and broaden it to include all renewable energies so that schools can apply for grants to install renewable energies on their campuses. And then we're also, you know, looking for partners with other senators for bills that'll help the district, like a agritourism bill that I'm a co-sponsor of that would give tax credits to people who are using agritourism on their farms or ranches.
Guns was one of the issues in your campaign, and now you're one of a handful of Democrats who have signed on to a Senate bill that repeals a ban on large capacity ammunition magazines. What's the status of that initiative, and why are you supporting it?
Yeah, I signed on to a co-sponsor on that bill because it was largely the message I heard in the district when I was campaigning door to door. It has been yet to be heard on the Senate floor, so we'll wait to that debate and see what the fate of that bill is.
The balance of power at the State House is different this legislative session than it has been. How does that affect what you do?
Coming from a district that's as diverse as Senate District 5, there was always going to be an expectation for me to be a successful senator that I was going to have to work with everyone. So in that regard, I don't think that my role or approach to being a senator has changed much because we're in the minority party in the Senate. I will say that overall, in order to have a bill that you expect to pass both the House and the Senate, you do have to have bipartisan support on it. So overall, it's created a more cooperative environment in the Capitol.
That was Colorado State Senator Carrie Donovan talking with Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin. It's common to see candy in paper hearts in February, but medical professionals also want you to think about your own heart this month. KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaks to Mark Leach, the Director of Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation at Delta County Memorial Hospital.
February is National Heart Month. Can you explain to me what that means?
Well, National Heart Month is just a way of bringing more attention and shining a light on, one of the most prolific killers in not only the United States, but really the world, and that's cardiovascular disease. Here in cardiac rehab, obviously, I make a focus of that 12 months out of the year, but in February, it's really nice to kind of reach out to the general public, people that don't yet have diagnosed disease, just to remind them that heart disease is the number one killer of Americans, male and female. One in three of us will at some point in our lives be impacted by some type of cardiovascular disease. So that's basically what the National Heart Month is all about, is bringing to light the impact of cardiovascular and heart disease.
Delta County Memorial Hospital has a cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation center. Tell me what that is and what you do there.
The Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Center here at Delta County services patients that have been diagnosed with heart disease that have gone through and had an intervention, whether it's a bypass or open heart surgery, a heart attack patients, congestive heart failure, people that have not only just been diagnosed with heart issues but have also had a surgery. So after somebody recovers from their surgery, then the next step is to try to give them a sense of independence and what they're capable of. One of the most critical things for a heart patient is getting back up on their feet and getting to moving again. In cardiac rehab, we create a safe environment for patients to exercise in, and we measure baseline fitness whenever people come in, and we work to improve on their functional capacity. So we're basically training them up to where they're going to feel absolutely confident that they can perform their activities of daily living without any issues.
How do doctors diagnose a person with heart disease? What are they looking for?
They're looking for atherosclerotic buildup, things that would indicate that there's something going on. And there's a number of different ways that we can test that. Simple blood tests are really easy and fast. If your cholesterol is really high or if there's different enzymes or markers of heart disease that show up in your blood, it can indicate a need for further testing, whether it's just something as simple as an EKG or running a stress test or something of that nature.
And how does someone prevent heart disease?
Well, there's no guarantee that you're ever going to prevent heart disease, but, you know, there's definitely steps you can take to reduce your risk for heart disease, and that's simply going to be diet and exercise.
Thank you for your time, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
That was Mark Leach, the Director of Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehabilitation at Delta County Memorial Hospital. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say heart disease kills more than 600,000 Americans each year. Health officials say people should monitor their blood pressure and cholesterol. The CDC also recommends that people quit smoking because it causes coronary heart disease, lung cancer, and other health issues. Stay tuned for Sin and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.